applied the grease paint to my face. I have pressed my trousers and straightened my tie. I have shined my shoes one final time. I have rehearsed my words for the evening. I know them line by line. And I have left my dressing room a man alone. I have walked to the wings and waited there with belly churning and heart hot in my throat. I have walked onto this stage to sing tonight, for I am the performer, but you are the show. And you are wonderful, I love you. It is you that shall have roses, not me, for you are marvelous, God bless you. For without you, the show could not be. And the greatest gift a performer can bestow is to say to the critics, no, 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 no. Not me, but them, these women and men. They're the fabulous, wonderful stars of my show. And you have come after working like dogs all week. You're tired, exhausted, you can barely speak. Is there snow on the ground or a chill in the air? But you're still willing to listen and to love and to share. And I know that you care. Yes, you have come tonight, and that is enough for the most beautiful show on heaven and earth. Not for me the accolades or press reviews. It is you that should be mentioned in the news. For I am just a performer, but you are the show. And you are wonderful, I love you. It is you that shall have roses, not me, for you are marvelous, God bless you. For without you, the show could not be. As the curtain rises and I hear that roar, it is you they should ask for more, 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 more. For it is you, my audience, my wonderful audience, that should take a bow and that fabulous final encore.